Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Establish your heart. James chapter 5, verse 8. Believers, be patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Years ago, I heard a comment by a wise person. I cannot remember who that wise person was, but certainly the comment had so much wisdom in it. The comment was, I do not have problems with patience. It's the waiting that bothers me. We tend to be an impatient people, don't we? We want God to act on our timetable rather than upon His timetable. We want things done our way instead of His way. James is a book that is full of practical wisdom for the believer. And one of the wisest things that any of us can have as a believer is waiting upon the Lord. He says it so eloquently here, establish your heart. Why? Because the coming of the Lord is at hand. I have a friend who lost his wife a number of years ago. Our wives used to come with us for coffee in the morning, and both of those beautiful women have gone to be with the Lord and left us two old bachelors greeting each other as often as we go to the store, it seems like. And one of the things that Rick always says to me is, every day is getting closer for the Lord to come. He's almost here. And this is so true. And if the Lord is so near to come back and take us to be with Him, we need to establish our heart in Him. You know, the things of this earth pass away so quickly. But the things that come from the Spirit of God and from the heart of God and from the Word of God will last for eternity. What are we giving ourselves for? How do we establish our heart? We establish it upon the veracity, the truth, and the reliability of the infallible Word of God. If you have not been spending time in God's Word, oh, I beg you, spend time, quality time, feasting upon the Word of God, and then acting upon it accordingly. Heavenly Father, I pray that we might come closer to You as we look into Your Word and obey the Word. Might the words of Your mouth be our marching orders, and might we be faithful servants of You as our Commander-in-Chief. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or PastorCecil.com.